I would be anticipating that they may be dealing with some of the typical things we see with PTSD, whether it's the nightmares or flashbacks or the just extreme fear of a situation where, you know, as everything's blowing apart around you, wondering whether, you know, you're going to make it through this or not, and then in the aftermath dealing with that recurring feeling of my life was on the line. I could have been easily killed as well as standing here.
Yeah, I guess one other question related to PTSD for individuals who have had a previous traumatic incident, can this just bring back some of that?
Oh, yeah, I think that that's what we have seen, and I think the literature kind of supports that people that have struggled previously with other trauma, that this can be can just compound it and make it worse. I think we saw that all the way back with some of the Vietnam vets, and recognizing that a number of them had previous trauma or mental health difficulties prior to being in a combat situation there. With some of my clients, for instance, who've experienced abuse or other kinds of traumatic experiences, this could really be a trigger for them.
What advice would you have for those who were directly impacted by this storm the next time severe weather comes through the area?
One of the things we note with a PTSD characteristic is hypervigilance and being very, you know, being extra cautious to what's going on around you and everything. And I would anticipate that many people, whether you experienced PTSD symptoms or not, or it's going to be very wary of any kind of warnings of storms coming in the area for some time.
Finally, for now, as far as the clinical care, the clinical treatment, what is the approach? And I mean, obviously, you hope you can have success in helping those who've been through this.
The main thing I would say is I think that, and I haven't really thought about this a lot yet, but I think it's trying to encourage people to come in the first place. I mean, this is it's a community where oftentimes people don't come in to be seen until maybe things are pretty rough in their life. So just trying to be able to encourage folks to be able to, you know, have a place to come if they've got things that are getting stirred up with them, and maybe it's not completely out of control yet, but they're having some troubles. So just getting the word out, I think, is an important piece. I think if they actually come in and can be seen, I think that it's very possible to help some of these people work through this and have a place where they can just talk about it. I mean, of course, they're going to be talking about it with each other, too. It's going to be a hot topic item. And to some extent, I think that can, you know, from a community standpoint, can be therapeutic. But at the same time, I think there's going to be certain individuals that are going to be experiencing a lot of things that maybe they're not going to as freely talk about with others in their family or in the community, you know, when they're experiencing significant distress.